Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. And joining us right now to talk more Commanders Buccaneers is Scott Abraham from ABC7. Actually, we're going to talk to him in moments. Hey, somebody tweeted and said they didn't know where my appearance was. Maybe I didn't make it clear.
Yeah, get it out there.
4-6 tonight with Santana Moss at the Verizon store in Waldorf, which is located at 2915 Crane Highway.
You're on an appearance heater of late.
I mean, not really.
I mean, kind of. I mean, who's had the last two in-person appearances? I believe it's one John Paul Flame.
Okay, but when was the previous one?
I mean, was it during the Commander season?
Like, yeah, the Bowie game. I was in Bowie for...
I'm just pointing out that right
giving you props.
This little sliver, you're the league leader.
No, what it is jealousy. He's over here. He's counting your...
I know, but he's calling it a heater. I was like, I can't even remember the previous one.
All I know is I walk in here every day. Usually there's like papers that signify you doing live reads.
Yeah.
It's been kind of barren over here over the last like 2 or 3 weeks.
You think, Mr. I got a million Bitcoin, you think anybody cares about you? Who cares about you?
I mean, I know one very important person that cares about me. Me! That's who.
I don't know, but sure. Let's call it a heater.
It's good.
About once every 2 months.
Take advantage of it.
All right, Scott on. I see him. It's Scott. Scott Abraham joins us from ABC7. Hey, buddy. I saw you guys giving J.P. Finley, I think, tweeted it out and put it on News 4. You guys were giving the Good Guy Award to Bobby Wagner, and we're not over there, so we don't get to interact with him.
Thank God.
But I agree with, I think it was John Kimes' description of him, and just for a guy that's like a sure first ballot Hall of Famer, just appears to be the most down-to-earth guy.
And especially being a new face in the locker room and a new face in the franchise, new surroundings. And, I mean, he's going to be wearing a gold jacket when he hangs it up. And he's just a regular dude. It was very refreshing to have a guy in that with that stature and the resume he has and the accolades he has. And he doesn't act like he's better than anybody else. And he treats the media and everybody else like they're a human. I'll never forget because I had a fun moment. It was like in October or November, and I was asking him a question, and I could not say the word compartmentalize, and I kept saying it over and over again, like three times. And he stopped me, and he was like, "Dude, we all make mistakes. Don't worry about it." It was just like one of those moments, like, "Wow, this guy gets it." Like he could have just like made fun of me or bashed me, but it's those type of moments that makes Bobby Wagner pretty special.
Scott, I'm guessing you wouldn't want to call out anybody on the current team, and maybe they're all good interviews because Dan Quinn is very media friendly, and maybe that rubs off on the locker room. But in your past interviewing Commanders and Skins players, have there been guys or a group of guys where you're just like, oh, this is torturous, this is pulling teeth, this person's not going to want to talk to me, or it's just a bad interview every time you approach them?
Josh Norman was a little icy at times.
Okay.
Former, obviously, cornerback for Washington. You know, you had to catch him on a good day. When there were moments when he had, you know, bad games or bad situations, there was some icy just kind of the tension. And I don't know, you guys probably remember dealing with Josh, but he had kind of those tendencies at times. So that's kind of maybe the one that sticks out to me during my 10-year time here.
Scotty, do they ever let you or any of the media inside the bubble when they're working out inside the bubble?
So we're just basically available for like the stretching period.
Oh, okay.
So it's just basically 15 minutes, and you see him stretch and kind of do a head count of who's
there,
you know, there and whatnot, and kind of figure out the injury situation. So right. It's very limited, but it's normally limited throughout the season, whether it's bubble or outside. So right. We probably get 15, 20 minutes. Training camps are a much longer period. We probably have about, we can watch the entire training camp practice. So training camp is much different than regular season because they're actually installing like the game plan and plays they're going to be running, so media can't watch that.
So EB brought up the good guy award, and Jaden was right there, and he seemed like disappointed that he wasn't the good guy.
No, I think the backstory is those two have a rapport where they rib each other.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I wanted to ask you, though, was just make everybody out there feel good about how he's walking because some people are worried a little bit about his injury.
No, he's fine. Like, there's nothing to be worried about. He's fine. He's normal, Jaden. Smile. Very, very good mood. Very, very lot of smiles from Jaden this week. He's ready to go. You know, there's no concern. Everybody listening, he's good to go, and can't wait for Sunday night.
Right.
All right. So Eric's been pointing out he's got to kind of see what Marshawn Lattimore brings because we've seen him for two games.
First game they didn't challenge.
First game they didn't throw it to him, but now that was a very challenged offense. So there wasn't many options. But so he was obviously doing his job in the Saint game, and then the Philly game was difficult. He had three penalties. AJ Brown was beating him down the field. So what are your thoughts? He's going to go, and this is the reason they traded for him, right? To get him in the playoffs and go against a Mike Evans type. What do you feel about him? Is he 100%? Do you feel confident he can do a good job against Evans?
My question is, guys, is how healthy is he? How you know limited is he going to be with that hamstring? Because it's been an issue since he arrived in Washington, and he couldn't finish the Philly game. And then he's been out since the Philly game. So I don't think he's 100%. I don't think anybody in that media corps thinks he's 100%. He's going to give it a go, and probably a 75% Marshawn Lattimore is better than the alternative, in my opinion. So, you know, the history he has with Mike Evans, and they don't like each other, and it's going to be great theater. And this is why they traded for Marshawn to try to lock down the opposing team's number one receiver. And how effective he's going to be, I don't know. AJ Brown did a pretty good job against Marshawn, and you know he had three penalties, and so I gotta believe that you know Marshawn's gonna be up for this matchup because it is against Mike Evans. So I think you're gonna get the best out of Marshawn to what he can do on that hamstring. What he can do on that hamstring, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows until we see on Sunday night. So everybody. Like you guys and myself, it's a wait and see approach to see how he is those first couple series.
Scott, a lot of talk.
I think I'll say this. I think Tampa's going to test him. I don't think Tampa's going to be afraid.
No, I agree of
Marshawn. I think they're going to test that hamstring. I think they're going to test. There's a difference between game reps and kind of sitting on the sideline and just doing work to the side. And he hasn't been out there for several games, so. I think they're going to go right at him.
Scott, a lot of talk about Mike Evans. Obviously, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but Jalen McMillan, the rookie, he scored in five straight games. I think the Commanders fan base might be sleeping on how effective he's been as a weapon for Baker Mayfield.
Completely agree, because remember that playoff game in 2020 and then this week one game, Chris Godwin had a couple of great games against Washington, and now McMillan is filling in for Godwin. He's going to be Godwin 2.0. Godwin's going to go to another team in free agency. This is the next Chris Godwin in the Tampa Bay pipeline, and he has been fantastic. I'm in the dynasty league for fantasy football, and I'm kicking myself for not locking in McMillan earlier midway through the year, because I think this guy's going to be a stud. All he does is produce, and all he does is score touchdowns. So yeah, you're worried about Mike Evans. This Tampa Bay offense has a lot of weapons. You mentioned McMillan. The guy that I'm worried about is this dude, Bucky Irving. He's a rookie running back, and he's not big in stature, but when he hits the hole and finds a hole and gets some open space, watch out. He's a playmaker. He's fast. He's elusive. He's shifty. He didn't have the volume in week one like he's been getting late in the season. So I think this Tampa Bay running game with Rashad White and Bucky Irving, that's going to be the key layer for this Washington defense against the Tampa Bay offense to slow down this Tampa Bay attack.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge challenge. We're talking to Scott Abraham from ABC7. Going back to McMillan, it struck me when you were talking about him, he had a touchdown catch in that game. Didn't he also have a big drop in that game, which would have been a touchdown?
The week one game?
Yes.
I can't remember.
I'm trying to rack my brain. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he had one, which could have been another touchdown from Baker. But look, Baker ended up with four. But you're right. Look, they've got the running game at number three. Now, on the other side of the ball, that defense is pretty average. They do statistics.
They could be had through the air, from a pass defense. They rank near the bottom 10 of the league of the secondary play. So I think the way to beat Tampa is to beat them through the air. But I also, to that point, they got to somehow get this running game going in between the tackles. I know it's a challenge with Vita Vea on the inside there for the Tampa Bay defensive line, but I want to see somebody, Brian Robinson Jr., Chris Rodriguez, Austin Ekeler, somebody run between the tackles. Get these manageable second and third downs. The running game was non-existent against Dallas, and obviously Jaden Daniels put everybody on his back against Atlanta. You don't want Jaden to be the Superman and put on the cape and be the guy running the football, but he's probably going to have to against Tampa Bay. But I want to see some more from Brian Robinson Jr. In this game, because as you know, running the football in the playoffs, a big deal, very important.
Yeah, I think Jaden is going to do his thing, getting outside the. I don't know how many design runs they're going to have, probably a few, handful. Mm. But if the one thing that Tampa can do, they're good against the run, as you said, but they can also get after the quarterback. I think they're seventh in the league in sacks, so they're going to come after. And this is what Bowles likes to do. He likes to come after quarterbacks. So I think they're probably going to come after JD. And if JD can scoot around and avoid some of those early pressures, he's going to have room to run.
I mean, if I'm Todd Bowles, you're going to take that game plan from that week one game. They put a lot of pressure on Jaden. And you remember the big storyline after the game was how many times Jaden ran, how many times Jaden was using his legs. Is this going to be sustainable? Well, a lot of those runs were Jaden escaping the pressure and trying to make something happen because he had no time to throw. So you're right. Todd Bowles is going to dial it up, and he's probably going to say, Jaden, try to beat us. And it worked in week one. I think from a Tampa perspective, they better be careful, because that week one game, that was Jaden's first NFL start. You know, he didn't really know what was coming. Like, he's grown, obviously, as the weeks have gone on. He's known the formations and the coverages of how defenses are going to play him. So if they blitz him, they better get home, because there's a chance Jaden's going to be able to pick him apart, because he's just seen so much in his first year, and he's a much different player compared to week one. So it's going to be a cat and mouse game, guys. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
So we're going to open it up to our callers here shortly and kind of touch the people. It seems like I put up a poll. About 70% of our listeners believe that the Commanders are going to win this game. What does Scott Abraham believe happens on Sunday night? Are we going to get a second playoff game?
I think there's going to be plenty of points. I like Washington. I like where they're at. I like the feel that I got these last couple of days in Ashburn. I think it's going to be a close game. Give me Washington 28. Give me Tampa Bay 27. 28-27, Washington moving on.
It's going to be a great game.
That's an over. I like it.
Are you?
That's an over, boys.
When do you leave for Tampa tomorrow?
In the morning. So it'll be exciting. Everybody's going down, and should be a great atmosphere.
All right, Scott, bring home the W.
I'll see you guys.
Yep.
See you, brother.
Talk to you soon.
He's not afraid to pick the other side, too.
Sure. No. You do either one.
Jason did that on TV. I kind of wussed out.
You did, because you originally thought Tampa was going to win.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely on the fence.
I think it can go both ways, but if I have to lean one way, I'm going to go Tampa.
Man, though, I'm looking at the rushing yardage that they've given up week to week, and some of it is they haven't played really good running teams, Tampa, and now, they haven't faced a guy like Jaden Daniels who's going to add much, but this is what they've given up. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start from most recent.
Right.
They gave up only 64 yards rushing to New Orleans, only 39 to Carolina, only 31 to Dallas, played Carolina again, 32, 91 to Las Vegas, 78. I mean,
they don't give up
much rush. So this might be a drop back 45 times for Jaden Daniels.
My pushback would be in the Saints game, no Alvin Kamara. Yeah. In that Panthers game, I'm pretty sure no Chuba Hubbard. Okay. Like I think he missed that game.
All right, Chargers game.
Chargers game.
Dobbins is probably out.
Yeah, they probably have a mixed bag of running backs.
I guess you can find something, but his common theme is
the rushing attack for the Commanders has been subpar for the last month. I mean, that's the reason why Jaden has been leading them in rushing outside of the Cowboys game. And I think that's going to have to continue into Sunday night's game. I don't think all of a sudden Brian Robinson is going to rush for 80 or 90 yards against this defense.
No.
But I think Jaden could. I think Jaden certainly could. He proved it in week one. So I think he could definitely make an impact rushing. And look, Tampa Bay is not good at stopping the pass either. They're bottom three or four in the league. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for Jaden to have an impact in this game.
Zach Ertz will be open across the middle a lot.
He's been open all year.
Yeah, they'll get the ball to him.
Is that a really good year?
All right, we want to hear from you. Now's the time. What do you think happens on Sunday night? Biggest game of the year. Commanders back in the playoffs. Take on Tampa, who they lost to in week one, but that's a lifetime ago. Do they get this win? How does it happen? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on a Football Friday on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a Football Friday playoff game coming up on Sunday night for the Commanders against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They lost to them earlier in the season in the opener, 37-20. That's a long time ago. What do you expect to happen this Sunday? We made our picks earlier on WSA9. I said 31-28. Cakes was 31-27 originally, then 31-28, but basically the same score.
Sure. I don't know that, offensive fireworks.
I don't know that
Sunday
I remember
night.
EB's score, but he's got
kind of all over the place.
The Commanders winning.
I'm trying to manifest a blowout.
You're trying to put it out in the universe.
I'm trying to just manifest a blowout because no one's talking about it. I don't know. We might be due for like a special performance.
What happens if it's blowout to the Buccaneers?
Like, that'd be disappointing.
You're setting yourself up for the back padding if it's potential blowout. What happens?
I know you guys think I do that. I do that. I have this like this weird way of trying to set myself up to back pat. I don't.
What I know that you do is that you cover all bases. So, like, for example,
I might cover two or three, but I don't cover all.
For the NFL draft, you were like all over the place, and ultimately you did have Jaden number one, but then you were like, but I really like JJ McCarthy. Maybe they should draft him one.
Wish I could redo my board. I would have had Jaden clear number one.
With JJ was that I was less injured. Ironically, he got injured and missed the season.
Correct.
Well, that was my argument with him.
If he's healthy next year and he's a starter at Minnesota, I will be interested in him for fantasy football purposes.
Anyway.
Or he might be traded away because their starter might be Sam Darnold.
I don't think that's going to happen.
We want to hear from you. What do you think happens?
I don't know.
On Sunday, right now, if you look at the poll, which we put up at Junks Radio, 74% believe Commanders win, which tracks to about what people were saying earlier this week when we put up a similar poll.
I'm guessing if we were doing Tampa radio, 75% would be picking the Buccaneers.
Well, I will say we had two guests. Ira Kaufman was pretty confident the Bucs would win, but the other guy we had, I think it was our beat guy or whatever it was, whoever it was, he was kind of nervous about it. He seemed kind of pro-Commander. Do you remember? Who was the first Bucs guy that we had? Drabby, you booked him. Who was
Hold on, was it a Bucs guy? Oh, it wasn't
Ira Kaufman.
Ledyard.
Yeah.
He was kind of pro Commanders. He had a different take than Ira Kaufman.
Look, the Commanders have, even against really good teams, have mostly been in games, even during that 3-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Eagles recently. Now, I understand Jalen Hurts didn't finish the game,
mm-hmm.
but they overcame five turnovers in that game.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible that they beat the Eagles with five turnovers. And so they've been on a roll. They won five in a row. I don't think it's any stretch of the imagination to believe that they win on Sunday night. I do think it's a stretch to believe it's a rout. But
why is that a stretch?
Maybe.
We're scoring
30 points. Because I just think that Tampa's going to score.
I know, but
I could see Washington winning 30-20. You can give me a scenario of 35-24. I don't see like 31-10.
Right.
That would be a shocking
outcome. I think it's going to be a one-score game.
That would be shocking on either direction. Like, I don't think either team's going to blow the other team out.
Right. All right, let's bang out these calls. We're going to go in order. So, Adam's our first call's from Tampa. Shocker. Wonder who they're picking. Mac, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, gentlemen?
Hey, doing
Mac,
great.
Mac. What's up, Mac Attack?
Hey, I'm going with Tampa Bay because I live here.
All
right. Right off of 301.
All right.
And I say between whoever gets thrown out between Lattimore and Mike Evans, whoever gets thrown out of the game.
Well, hold on. Are you a Tampa fan or are you a Washington fan?
Man, I don't even know.
Oh, you're confused now. Right. Now that you've moved to Tampa, you've kind of adopted them, haven't you?
Yeah. And, you know, they give some great Super Bowl parties, I tell you.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And, but I'm going with Tampa, and I wish I could go to the game, but, you know, it's $95 to park.
Ooh, just the park?
Man, wow. Places are stacking that
car. You're going to Uber.
Yeah. I didn't check on the tickets. I just asked, how much is park? $95.
Jeez.
Oh. Okay.
That is absurd.
Yeah, you watch that from home.
What's the weather supposed to be like on Sunday down there?
I think like 50, right?
I think it's 64. I mean, I think it's
but
about
at game time,
it's
going to be 54. Like in the low to mid 50s.
Oh, right,
a little bit of rain possible.
Football weather.
Very little wind.
All right, good.
Yeah. But I'm going to go out and party with the D.C. people when they come out tomorrow night. I'm going to definitely go
down.
Oh,
you're
going
to play, but you're going to be the one playing both sides.
That's right.
What kind of gear are you going to have on?
What kind of what?
Gear.
Washington gear. I mean, I go to Washington all the way, except
this guy's all
over
the place.
Playing Tampa. I'm like, oh man,
you didn't want him to play Tampa.
He's a poor fan. I mean, he just root for the Washington.
He's
always like that moves to Tampa.
He's definitely confused. Mac, I'm sorry.
I mean, I love them both. I mean, from DC, I live here. I mean,
I gotta know. What do you do for a living?
Sit on my butt.
Retired.
That's right. I sit on my butt every day. And
you got an old lady or what?
Get my check.
You got you got an old lady?
No. We broke up.
Broke up?
Sorry.
Yeah, she moved back to D.C.
Single.
Geez.
You're on the market. Good
for
you.
I mean, you're on the prowl.
Yeah, I am.
Are you on the apps?
No.
Where do you meet chicks?
What did I meet?
Might be out of the game.
The library.
He's not out of the game. Where do you meet girls now?
Church? The library?
That's a good. The grocery store, mostly the grocery store.
Oh, Publix.
Oh, really?
Publix is a good spot.
What's the move?
You hang out in the melon section.
The only thing about the grocery store is here, it's like 30, 40 degrees, and they got air conditioning on in the store.
Right.
The grocery store. So right. I don't know.
What about the gym? Do you go to the gym, Mac?
No, I got a treadmill. I do my little stuff here.
I know, but that's a good place to meet chicks, maybe.
Yeah, I got to keep that in mind. You guys are good.
We are, right? We're very good.
How old's Mac?
Hey, we give sage so good, life tell advice. This, real fast. Tell me this real fast.
Yeah.
I got my lower back problem. Ice or heat? What should I do?
I think you
got
to do both. Alternate.
Stretch. Yeah. You got to stretch, bro.
Chiropractor.
Anti-inflammatory.
Stretch
it out.
Should
you take any anti-inflammatory? Cortisone. Maybe
he's got a lot of internet chiropractors he's going to send you.
Use the voodoo cream that Hank Haney shelled out.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to you guys. I hope it works out. But
all right, Mac. Also, God bless you, man.
All right, well, you guys take it easy up there, man, and don't freeze. Okay.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, pal.
Mac. All right, y'all take care. I love you.
Mac's all right, love
mess.
You too, man.
Mac's all
I gotta
over
tell
the
you,
place.
I had a conversation with Horsey yesterday when I was breaking it to him that I wasn't gonna make the Kringle.
Right.
And I don't want to embarrass him too much, but he was saying it's cut him up. See, you know, we're going in all that.
Sure.
And he's like, he's gonna break his diet for one day. Mm-hmm. And he was asking, I was like, you know, I'm playing a lot of golf. I'm not lifting as much as I used to. I'm disappointed in myself. And he's like, yeah, I still go to the gym 5 days a week. He goes, the new move now is you just look at the girls that come in. And then he goes.
He's married.
No, I know. He asked him if I could say this.
He has no kids.
Okay.
He goes, the move is these girls, they wear these ridiculous outfits. And he goes, first. He knows they come in with like yoga pants and then they have like a sweatshirt and he goes, I know that's coming off. And he keeps working out. That sweatshirt goes. Now they're down to, they're damn near naked by the end of the workout.
It's a really creepy combo.
He says, that's the thing. Valdez, you're shaking your head. Yes.
Yeah. I was at the gym, not at the mill, but I went to the Nubs gym that I go to sometimes.
Right.
Half naked.
Yeah. He goes, I go, dude, you gotta get called out. You're going to be one of those TikTok videos. He goes, no, I'm an expert.
Stitching coming. I know.
He goes, I know how to use the mirror to the mirror to the mirror. Like, you know. And he goes, I just keep working. He goes, I know that's coming off next.
It's a show.
He has motivation to go to the gym 5 days a week. So good for him.
I mean, some of the outfits are a show.
Yeah, that's what he's telling me. All right, let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up,
doing
Rod?
Great, Rod.
All right. So look, I think we could win this game. I tell you what, if we had the ball last, I bet on Jaden Daniels. But I think if Jaden Daniels outplayed Baker Mayfield, we'll win this game.
And I agree with that.
I also think though, remember the first time we played these guys, man, we couldn't get off the field on third down. I mean, these guys were picking up 3rd and 15,
yeah,
3rd and 10. We could not get Baker Mayfield on the ground for nothing.
Right.
So I think we got to stop the run, and you know, and our offensive line ain't great. We ain't been running the ball good lately, and we got to worry about Vita Vea and all them guys. But I would say this: that was Jaden Daniels' first game when we played them.
Right.
If Jaden Daniels outplayed Baker Mayfield,
I'm with you.
We gonna win this
game. Let me ask you a question, Rod. I think we're of the same ilk. Are you scared of Bucky Irvin?
Yes, I am.
You forget the G. Irvine.
Are you scared of Bucky?
Irvine, yeah.
Irving, whatever
his
name
yes.
is.
Yes.
You are?
So this is what I'm concerned about.
I'm not scared
about.
I'm concerned. Barely heard of him.
I think our defense can stop him for maybe, you know, our defense for some reason, you will run on us in the first half and we'll stop you in the second half, or we'll stop you in the first half and you'll run on us in the second half, vice versa. So I just hope if he run on us, we stop him in the first half. Don't let him do one. Don't let him break a 40-yard, 30-yard run in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to stop him in the first half. I mean, if he's going to run on us, let him run on us in the first half.
I don't understand.
He doesn't want Bucky Irvine running in the second half.
Yeah. Right. All right.
But
Rod, God bless you, man. Thank you.
Rod makes a good point, though. On third downs in week one, they were 9 for 13.
That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah. Well, that's when I
cut that down.
That's when I thought we were a historically bad defense.
Washington was 2 for 8. They're going to be a lot better than 2 for 8.
We're going to be better, and our defense is going to be better, but our defense is not great.
Offense is different, though.
By far.
That game was Cliff Kingsbury.
He just hadn't found his bag yet.
It was the first game for Jaden Daniels.
He left it back in Ashburn.
No, he was coming out of the preseason. He was babying Jaden.
He was babying Jaden.
He was throwing a bunch of sideways passes. We're like, what the heck's going on here?
No, you're right. Yeah. It's a totally different look
your
now.
Your leading wideouts there were running backs. It was B-Rob and Eckler led the team in
receiving
that day.
I'm convinced we're going to be better offensively against them. I'm not convinced we'll be better defensively.
That, I think, is the more worrisome part of this
that
game.
Sounds like a shootout might be brewing in Tampa.
By the way, somebody sent me a link. I don't even know all these people. I know somebody from 3 ESPN writers. I don't know them. Do you know the caller? Do you know Moody?
I don't.
Do you know Walder? They're all picking the Commanders.
Ooh, like that.
I think Walder is one of their analytics people. Seth Walder?
I think Moody's a fantasy guy.
Okay. Well, those three guys are all picking. Good. Now, in high-scoring games, it's like 33-30, 34-29, 31-26. So everyone's kind of thinking the same thing.
Play the over.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are picking Washington. It's not unheard of.
Well, especially when you're getting points.
What's the teaser of the week?
Tease that Ravens total down.
All right, get that down to 37-ish.
Take the skinnies plus 10 or 11 or whatever the hell they're
And then doing. You can take the skins plus 10, yeah.
And bump the Bills
down. Or 9.5.
Bump the Bills down. They're going to beat Denver.
One of those games is going to bone you. 3-game teasers. They don't come through very often.
800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls next on a Football Friday. Who do you like on Sunday night? Oh, it'll be a fun show on Monday if they do get a win, whether it's a route or a squeaker, whether it's a come-from-behind wind
or an
ugly win. Another victory Monday would be fun.
I mean, it could be a 9-6 win. We'd take it. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'd take any sort of win. Because we start working at worrying about mock drafts off-season.
Another week of hyping up a playoff game and talking to the listeners and the fans. Yeah, I mean, it would be huge.
And it's definitely possible. Even Jason, who's picking Tampa, if you had to say your percent chance that the Commanders win, what would you say?
49?
Oh, that's
47? I don't know.
Love that.
Yeah. That's where I think it's pretty, what I was thinking.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Now, when you wake up to watch it at 3 a.m., will you take a peek at the score first, or you just go straight to the computer or straight to the TV, however you consume it?
How do you do that and not know the outcome? Like, it'll just start at the beginning.
Yeah, just turn the TV on and go right to the list of all the recordings. You can't go to Twitter.
You can't go to anything.
I don't do any of that.
He doesn't have Twitter.
He reads Twitter all the time, though. He doesn't have Twitter, but he reads Twitter.
Yeah, but I don't. I won't look at my phone before I turn the TV on.
Right.
Are you in a handful of postseason fantasy leagues?
I'm in three.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I did a draft yesterday. I did one where there's a draft.
Oh, you do a redraft for the playoffs?
Sure.
Yeah, just players.
Guys do.
That's a thing.
Mr. Bickle, real quick.
Who were the top three picks?
I had the top pick. I took Lamar.
All right.
Josh Allen went two, and I think Saquon went three.
What's the question?
Since I joined FanDuel January 1, 2021,
yeah,
I've wagered $62,332.
Oh, baller. Right.
I've won six.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, that's over four.
Yeah.
I've won $62,344.
So what's
the net? I'm plus $11.91.
That's worse than my Highland Stakes fantasy. Dude, where I'm at 30 bucks.
But for a gambler, that's a win.
That's hilarious.
But at least I'm plus.
Plus. Well, I mean, it's a wash, but yeah.
I know, but at least I'm plus.
That's
I'll take a plus $11.
You're pretty good. You're basically a 50%.
What about with your friend Charlie?
I don't talk to Charlie.
Valdez, you're good at really? Math and like odds and stuff. If I had a dog and had dog food and a dog made picks, it would be 50% too, though, right?
Probably.
Should be.
Like on, like, you know, with the spread and everything.
What do you mean? Like over
with
time?
The spread. Yeah, like him. If I had a dog that bet $62,000 over 4 years or whatever, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, each time that the dog does it would be a 50% time, so they're independent from one another.
Right, but about over the time, same. But over time, it would be 50%.
Probably, yeah.
Now you got to remember, a lot of these bets isn't a 50% bet. I mean, that parlays, you know, 5, 6, 10 game parlays to win me a lot of money.
That's true.
It's not a 50% bet.
Yeah, but you've hit on a few. Valdez, somebody tweeted us that followed your methodology of preseason unders.
Yeah,
and they had success.
They hit a 60% clip.
Ooh, very good.
They did. I believe they did yardage totals for quarterbacks, and I think they were 19-7.
That sounds pretty good.
So. Yeah.
All right, you want to bang out a couple of these real quick?
Let's do it.
One last bit here before we head. I saw B. Mitch out in the kitchen. You know, Brian's just a cool dude, and he's just casually wearing Super Bowl ring.
Mm-hmm.
Just casually wearing.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to...
Let him say, I can't remember the exact story, but on a show that there was some kid that was bothering him. He taunted him with his Super Bowl ring.
Oh, did he?
It's a good flex. I
can't
remember the exact story.
Brian's not afraid to get into it with you.
Yeah. Just wear your Cap Stanley Cup ring on Monday as a flex.
I could wear two because he
could.
I think he's only got one, right? Did he get?
Yes.
Did
hey,
he
you should
get,
come. You should come in a yellow jacket.
Hey,
gold jacket.
Hey, Valdez, did he get a Nats ring? Because you know how Grant and Danny got one and we got one? Did JP and...
I don't think they've been around that long.
They haven't been around that long? Oh, so I do have scoreboard. I got two championship rings. I'm a two-time
his
champion.
Scoreboard is he actually earned his.
I earned mine, too. I interviewed some boring-ass people at times. All right, let's go to Damon. Damon, what's up?
What's going on, Josh? First time call, a long time listening for years.
Thank
I'm
you,
47
Damon.
Years old.
Thanks, man.
Washington, D.C. homer. Actually, Jason Bishop, I live 15-plus years directly across the street from Henry Hall.
Oh, that's
really?
Our guy. Henry Hall gets a lot of
Henry
run on
Hall
this show.
Gets, I mean, he's been mentioned for
we love
25
Henry.
Years
Henry
straight
could
now.
Shoot the rock, baby.
Went to Parkdale.
Yeah,
Parkdale High School.
Yep.
We should be giving John Turner more love.
I graduated from Parkdale in 95.
Oh, okay. All cool. Right, and you made it out alive. Look at you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is I think we actually going to beat these guys like 38-17.
Oh, he's kind of on the EB blowout. He's
got
on the EB blowout. Yeah. He's getting that vibe.
Why is that?
If we could keep Vic Velveeta running sideline to sideline, Vita Vare.
Yeah, Vic Velveeta, yeah.
And not go directly up the middle, all we have to do is sideline, sideline, Bucky Irvin. I'm not worried about no Bucky Irvin.
Right?
All we need is...
It's an EB disciple.
All we need is Lou Vu or what's our middle linebacker name?
Bobby Wagner.
One good hard hit. Right. Yeah, get one good hard hit up the middle, then we'll be fine.
Right.
But I actually think that we're going to blow these guys out. You know, I actually think we're going to blow them out. And I'm not being a homer because it's not like that we had anything to really say, oh, yeah, we're this great. Because
right.
all season, I haven't been real happy or sad. I was like, okay, well, let's see where we go from here.
Right.
So, yeah. But, yeah. And also, Bishop, I don't think he's going to pick us to win any game if we all make it all the way to the Super Bowl either.
Right.
You know what? That's fine.
He does love chalk.
I hope I'm wrong.
You've picked up on that, haven't you, Damien? He's a little bit of a quiet hater.
Exactly.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's, to defend Jason, they're the underdog.
I mean, they're the 7 seed.
No, but he's making a larger point. They went.
Six
they seed. Won 12 games,
I'm
and
six seed, yeah.
He picks against them all the time.
Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah.
That's just incorrect. That's a bold-faced lie. I've picked Washington plenty of times this year.
Right.
Just look at my weekly picks.
I probably picked him against Dallas like we all did, and then they lost.
I did.
Not the last game, the first one.
All right, Damien, we got to run. Thank you, buddy.
I picked
enjoy the game.
Picked them against Carolina, picked them against Tennessee, picked them against New Orleans.
Like the worst teams in the NFL, you did pick us. You did. You did. I agree with you.
That's the point.
All right. Any 50-50 games, though, you never picked us.
I don't know. I don't know what the 50-50 games were.
Or 30-70 games.
Hey, we give Henry Hall a lot of love. He was a legend.
He called in one time, didn't he?
Turner drafted number 20 cakes by the Houston Rockets, Eleanor Roosevelt
Very
High
nice.
School.
Very nice.
Same era.
Didn't he get some trouble or something? Didn't he have some issues?
I don't see anything there. Oh, I see the guy had a professional career for 12 years. Only one or two in the NBA.
That's fine.
A lot of places I've never heard of.
All right, let's go to Steve real quick. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, man. Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm going to start my nerve medication at halftime.
Okay.
All right.
And then wait for the fourth quarter to watch Washington pull this one out.
Washington.
Oh, so you feel like you're going to be anxious and that you're going to need the nerve medicine? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, because I go nuts for the past few games. I'm like, come on, man. I can't believe come these on. Guys. And then all of a sudden, they pull it out.
Right.
But that tall glass of Jim Beam Apple, it'll be good to go on the fourth quarter.
Right.
Yeah, that
you don't
that'll settle the nerves.
You don't live in Edina, do you?
I live in Calvert.
Calvert.
That's okay.
Now, I'm in Calvin. I'm in St. Leonard is where I'm at.
Oh,
that's
deep. Hey, you're down there.
You have a boat on the side of your house?
No, but I got a golf cart.
Great answer. All right, thank you, Steve. Enjoy the game, buddy.
All right, man, you too.
Thanks. All right, pal. All right,
by the way, Bucky Irving's rushing prop, 87.5. The only one I've seen higher so far is Derrick Henry at 99.5.
Wow.
He's got a higher rushing prop than Kyron Williams, Joe Mixon,
they're
and
expecting
James
a
Cook.
Lot. Yeah.
If he so beats you guys are sleeping on Bucky Irving.
He had 1,100 yards and he averaged 5.4 a carry.
If Bucky Irving rushes for 120 yards, will you wear a Bucky Irving jersey on Monday?
No.
Where are you going to find that?
I don't know. It's a great
fanatics, I guess.
I'd have to order it right now.
Yeah, you should do the show in the Bucky mask.
That's inside.
Yeah. I don't think his wife wants me to wear
it's a very
the mask.
Inside joke, but it makes me laugh. It makes me slap my
neck. I don't think his wife knows about the mask.
Yeah, she probably doesn't want to know about it.
Yeah.
And then Bucky definitely doesn't want her to know about
didn't
it.
Didn't he take off the mask?
Yeah, that was what was so funny about it.
From what I've heard. I never actually saw it. The legend.
No, I actually did see it. Yeah.
Him and Drunk Mike.
Hey, that's a funny bit. You do that on Monday, you wear the Bucky mask.
No, I can't do it. I can't. I love my man Bucky.
Yeah.
I would never do that to him.
All right, well, look. Sunday night, we'll be back here on Monday. Hopefully a victory Monday after a playoff win for Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. Have a great weekend.
Be safe, everybody.
Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.